This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, September 29th, brought to you by Robbo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Neonic regs could bump costs 186%. Newsom signs fast food wage hike, and USDA braces for shutdown. Water Board takes major step with Bay Delta plan. The State Water Board released a 6,000-page report yesterday detailing options for updating its Bay Delta plan. It encompasses the controversial 2018 plan to dedicate up to 55% of the freshwater flows to certain fish species. Staff also analyzed an alternative set of voluntary agreements, VAs, for flows and habitat restoration that water contractors developed last year. Eric Oppenheimer, Chief Deputy Director at the board, said the scope and scale of the report illustrate the complexity of the issues and the analysis. Tribes and environmental activists immediately lampooned the report. They called for throwing out the VAs and going with more aggressive flow-only approach. Yet California Farm Bureau President Jamie Johansen thanked the governor for his leadership and commitment with the VAs. He said that, quote, maintaining the health of the Delta and protecting the viability of farming in that region are top priorities for Farm Bureau. It's long been clear that flow increases without other supportive actions won't bring back fish, said Johansen. This plan would usher in a new era of collaboration, providing healthy ecosystem and water supply reliability for millions of Californians. The board is taking public comment and will hold informational workshops this fall. Study. Neonic regs could raise treatment costs 186%. UC Davis ag economists have punched the numbers on potential impacts of neonicotinoid regulations in the works at the Department of Pesticide Regulation. They found significant economic and pest management impacts for some crops. Selecting the top six crops based on use, the researchers showed the total cost to growers would exceed $13 million a year. Processed tomatoes are the most vulnerable, with treatment costs rising as much as 186%. Wine grape growers could see a 74% increase in expenditures. Aside from the financial impact, the loss of imidacloprid in combating citrus greening would jeopardize the entire industry, they wrote. The regulations will take effect in January. Now remember, CDFA staff have estimated the regulations will impact 70,000 growers and cost them as much as $166 million over the course of the five-year implementation. With echoes of card check, Newsom signs fast food bill. Governor Newsom signed AB 1228 yesterday, boosting fast food workers' pay to $20 an hour. Newsom traveled to the basement of SEIU Local 721 in Los Angeles to sign the legislation. He was surrounded by labor advocates chanting, Si se puede, the motto of the United Farm Workers. A labor organizer introduced the governor by saluting all the farm workers and cotton pickers for fighting some rocky roads that paved the way for the legislation. Yet some employers shared many of the same frustrations that farm groups felt when Newsom brokered a deal last year with UFW to enact card check in union elections. The American Association of Franchisees and Dealers contended that AB 1228 was a behind-the-scenes negotiation that excluded small business owners and raised concerns over transparency and fairness. Critics have also worried the bill could raise prices at fast food restaurants. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Robbo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Key USDA export sales reports set to stop with shutdown. Government shutdown looms this weekend with lawmakers far from a deal on a stopgap spending bill. USDA still hadn't posted a shutdown plan as of last night. But Trade Undersecretary Alexis Taylor previewed some of the impact of a shutdown at a conference call with reporters from Chile, where she's been on a trade mission this week. She says USDA would have to suspend its daily and weekly export sales reports and also may cancel a planned trade mission to Malaysia and Singapore. The shutdown would force the furloughing of employees needed to set up and execute the trip. The export reports, quote, are a critical tool for market intelligence for our exporters, Taylor said. By the way, Senate Ag Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow announced yesterday afternoon that she had tested positive for COVID and would be isolating. She had voted earlier on advancing a Senate vehicle for a stopgap spending bill. Lawmakers demand Ag Trade Dispute Task Force. Legislation is being introduced in the House and the Senate to create a task force composed of officials with USDA and the U.S. Trade Representative's Office to identify agricultural trade barriers such as India's farm subsidies that should be challenged at the World Trade Organization. When foreign governments erect trade barriers, this makes it difficult for United States agricultural exporters to compete in the global marketplace while undermining the rules-based trading system, says the bill called the Prioritizing Offensive Agricultural Disputes and Enforcement Act. These trade barriers can harm United States farmers, ranchers, workers, and businesses, and they can also lead to higher prices for consumers and a less resilient international trading system. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. USDA expands climate smart practices eligible for IRA funding. The Natural Resources Conservation Service has added new activities to the list of those eligible for Inflation Reduction Act funding through the Environmental Quality Incentives Program and Conservation Stewardship Program in 2024. Among the new additions to the list of climate-smart agriculture and forestry mitigation activities are a slate of livestock-related practices, including feed management, waste storage facility development, and waste separation facility development. The list also includes several irrigation-related practices to support pipeline installation, micro-irrigation, sprinkler systems, and pumping plants. Other practices include cover cropping for moisture use efficiency, biochar production, grazing maintained fuel breaks for fire prevention, prescribed burning and herbaceous weed treatment, among other things. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. AGCO creates joint venture with Trimble in a $2 billion deal. And what is being touted as the biggest ag technology deal in history, AGCO, a major ag and technology equipment company, announced yesterday a joint venture with Trimble's portfolio of agricultural assets and technologies. AGCO will acquire an 85% interest in Trimble for $2 billion in cash, with closing of the deal anticipated in the first half of 2024. Trimble will retain 15% ownership, said Damon Audia, AGCO Chief Financial Officer. AGCO has been on an aggressive organic and inorganic ag tech investment track over the past several years. Eric Hansotia, AGCO's Chairman, President, and CEO, said during an investor call yesterday that the acquisition is the largest in the company's history, one of the most transformational events in our technology evolution, and the largest ag tech deal ever. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Finally, here's today's He Said It. What a gift that I get to pull this out. That's Governor Newsom plucking a pen from his blazer to sign a fast food worker bill. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, September 29th, brought to you by Rottle AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.